Welcome to the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with your host, Kim Jang. Kim is a certified life coach, business owner, and former master trainer for permanent makeup and lash extensions. She will empower you to look at the world and yourself to get you in a frame of mind to launch and scale your own beauty business. Now, here's your host, Kim Jang.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of my retreat podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you all had a great week. My family and I had a great week. We took a little family getaway to Santa Barbara, about 2.5 hours from where we live in Orange County. It was so nice to spend time and be present with the kid, singing in the car together. We're playing blackjack and chess in the hotel room. We enjoy the pier, the zoo, the food at California Pizza Kitchen. We find out artichoke dips is our family favorite. Let's talk about buffering today. Buffering keep our life small. So what is buffering? Buffering is what we seek to do externally to avoid how we actually feel internally. It's the thing that we come up with to do to distract ourselves from working toward our goal. Doing hard things will stir up a lot of emotion, like being afraid, humiliated, shame, embarrassment, awkwardness, terror, anxiety, overwhelm. In order to get to our goal, we want to learn to process this emotion to get to our goal instead of buffer it away. Most of us know the direction we want to go in life and business, but why is it so hard to get there? Because we have the human brain. What that means is we have the caveman brain. It's called the primitive brain, and we have the prefrontal cortex, the more evolved part of the human brain that see the big picture of what's serving us in this modern world. The caveman brain helped us survive when we was in the caveman day. Now that we live in the modern world, in order to thrive, we need to be aware of our primitive brain and our prefrontal cortex. Our job is to learn to let the prefrontal cortex lead our life, not the primitive brain. And let me tell you, it's a full-time job. The buffering happens when we try to live a bigger life with our prefrontal cortex and our primitive brain pulling us back, telling us go back and live in the cave. So the bigger of the life you want to live, the more effort you need to put in to reduce the buffering in your life. To understand this, I want to share with you how the human brain operate. Our brain operate in this way of the motivational triad. In the caveman day, our brain is wired to survive and make children. The first part of the human motivational triad is to seek pleasure. The second part is to avoid pain. And the third part of the motivational triad is to conserve energy. We're seeking pleasure from food and sex and to stay warm. The second part is to avoid pain. Back then, it means physical pain. If we are too cold, too hot, or if we get eaten by bear, we do everything to avoid that. Third part of the motivational triad is the human brain wired to be very efficient on how to reduce effort of doing the other two things, of seeking pleasure and avoid pain. So how does buffering show up in business, you ask? For example, if you say you want to open a permanent makeup and lash extension business 3 years ago, 3 years later, you're still taking courses, still practicing on paper, latex, mannequin instead of working on real people, trying to decide on a name for your business, working on your website, making business cards, trying to decide what booking platform you're going to use, where you should open your location, thinking of how many people you should hire. I know this happened to a lot of people. I'm not saying this is good or bad, but if this is something that you want to do and you haven't done it, it's because you give in to your primitive brain, that caveman part of your brain that just want instant gratification. Mine does too, that's why I know. So let me help you understand. Ultimately, you want to have a business to contribute your talent into the world, and that brings us true happiness because we are pursuing our dream and our purpose on the earth. In order to have your business, there's many obstacles that you have to go through to get there. For example, to transition from practicing on latex doing eyebrows to working on a real human, there's fear will come up and your brain will translate that as pain. Doing hard thing is painful. That's how our brain interprets it. And remember, our brain is wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. So instead, working on a real model, we register for another class. Our primitive brain tells us to go back and live in the cave, doing what you've been doing what you know. Don't do anything new because there's risk of failure. Taking another course is pleasurable, is safe. There's no risk there. Instead, you're spending the money that you don't have versus going out there and make the money. This is called buffering. When you try to avoid the feeling of fear working on a real human, in this case, you can use your brain to change how you feel or willing to process the fear, face it, and do it anyway. Instead, avoid that feeling of fear. You decided to buffer to take another class. Now you a few thousand in debt for this buffer that you did. This is kind of just an example, not exactly every class, every courses is buffering, but you know it buffer when you already learned it and now you pay for it again and telling yourself, oh, this time is different. Here is another example of business and buffering. Say you already have a permanent makeup and lash business. You want to expand your business to a bigger capacity, having more employee. Every time you're about to go make a post to hire new employee, or you already have people apply, but you not looking at the application, you prefer to cook and clean and go play with your kid instead. That is another form of buffering. Again, our primitive brain want to seek pleasure and avoid pain. And in this case, pain is hiring new people. A lot of doubt, a lot of fear come up. It might not work out. Might be a lot of work to train people. They might do a bad job and ruin your reputation. To our brain, that is pain. So seek pleasure instead. Or another example, if we want to have more client in our salon, instead of making direct offer with our current clients or making direct offer with the past client to come back for another service or for refer, we scroll Instagram instead. Or we do a lot of thinking in our head, come up with different idea, processes, but not doing the thing of making direct offer. Making direct offer is sale, and some of us are not comfortable with doing that. So our brain interpret that as uncomfortable, as pain. So they rather seeking instant gratification, instant pleasure instead. So we scroll Instagram instead, telling ourselves that, oh, I'm getting idea for my business. And if it helps your business, then that's good. Just tell yourself the truth. At the end of the day, I know that you know what you want to do, what you want to have, who you want to be. You know exactly where you're heading. And if you catch yourself giving into your primitive brain, therefore delay or derail yourself from getting there, have compassion for yourself. Tell your primitive brain, "Brain, thank you for trying to protect me, but I am safe. I will not die from asking for one more review, asking for refer from my client, working on the model for the first time, hiring new employee." The question I have for you is, where are you hiding? What area of your life that you want to do more, be more, and have more that you are not doing because you're afraid of hard work? You're afraid of feeling that emotion and that you are using buffer to hiding from it. Not everything is buffering, but anything in your life that you are overdue that is have negative consequences. Are you overeat? Are you overdrink? Are you overbuy? Are you over social media, TV, Netflix, drug? Now imagine your life without it. Imagine your life without any of this buffering, and you focus on pursuing sustainable happiness from truly living an authentic life, only using your brain to change how you feel or to willing to feel the scare and do it anyway, so that you can live a full life without wasting your time pursuing any false pleasure that will give you the negative consequence on the other side. My invitation for you today is to be uncomfortable now so that you can be comfortable later. To go all in on yourself, to be the best version of yourself that you can be, and to be amazing at contributing member of this society. That's all I have for you today, my friend. If you still need help to gain clarity on where you're going, I can help you navigate and get you to where you want to go, knowing that the primitive brain will always be there, and that's okay. I'll help you to lead your life with your primitive brain instead. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with Kim Jang. To continue the conversation with Kim or start one of your own, follow her on Instagram at Mind Retreat Coaching.